Kadeskin no Malakio. Come here, won't you? Jess. The devil doesn't like you too good.
Amen.
I just wanted you to know that you wasn't popular with him. You ever get that feeling that you want to do more for him, but you don't quite know how? What? That's usually a call. It is. And besides that, there's a healing taking place in your body somewhere. I know that healing power.
Amen.
Yes. Now you'll look back on tonight and go, he was right. Somebody said, you were called to preach. I said, okay, overcome my fear for me. Raise those arms up, would you? The thumb to your longest finger on that other hand. What, do you swing around on a vine or something? Have you seen Tarzan lately? Yeah, they're getting a kick out of it.
The pastor's.
Aha. Father, in Jesus' name. Ooh, God, where did he get that flesh? From the elbow up. One elbow's here and your other one's here. No, he evens it out somehow. Well, I guess we don't need to know, do we? Release your glory in her. And little one, there's something for you to do. He's got something for you. So stay open. I just saw myself putting my hand just right there. And that's all that he said. I mean, in a form of a vision, kind of, to put it there. So I don't know if it's the heart or what it is, that you are getting a healing because you're not near done. I mean, he's healing you because he took your sicknesses and pains, but the devil would like to cut what you have called to off too. That's not likely. Father, in the name of Jesus now, I believe, how many believes he'll walk away with a new heart? Jesus. Got it. Woo. As she rests upon the floor, she smiles like, is that all you got? I could take some more. Is that your mom? Your sister? You're the youth pastor, not your sister, huh?
Oh,
not yet. All right. She's the youth pastor. Thought I'd let you know that. Okay? She's the youth pastor. Oh, my shoulder. Ow. Here I got vines, like Tarzan vines, to my house, and I take that root once in a while, and I can't unless my... Ow. No, it's not me. I can swing on my vine. But somebody's got a shoulder, and one of them's really bad with it, whatever it is. But then you start feeling a little bit in the other. You probably should stop it now. That would be my... How many's ever seen a whole church in a parking lot watching a guy doing cartwheels, jumping up and down, running around and stuff? Who had a brace on just before that and running around, jumping up and down, cartwheeling out in the parking lot? It's a good thing the police didn't come by. They'd have got saved. That one will probably be shorter, probably. Ooh, you better come up to the steps. you've been eating Kellogg's or something?
Yes.
Catch.
Yes.
The only thing it's going to catch is a healing.
I believe that.
It's true.
Thank you.
Raise both arms. You're a half inch, an inch. That's not really bad for length of arm. Now that shoulder. Shoulder, Jesus' name, repair. Hey, what is this? Now the other one's 3 inches further up. In the name of Jesus, done. Let's see, this one was like this, and it went. Then the other one went.
Thank you.
Boy, that back moved all over. Like a fellow lifter said, I'll be back. You know, foolish jesting is something that takes you away from the anointing. He wasn't condemning all jesting. Some get you to pay more attention and listen. Of course, if you're a show stealer, that'd be what he was talking about. Nobody here is a show stealer. There are some good singers. Singers. Okay, I'll leave the guitar up there. Goodness. Are you ready to walk? Father, I thank you. What you've done already, and you are adding on to it and adding on to it as you're able, and that is exactly what you're doing. Woo! Because I'll walk away, oh glory, I'll walk away when I get up. Oh! Yes, yes. Some glad evening when this life is beginning, I'll walk away in the nighttime. Look at this. She's going 6-8 inches now, 6-8. Look at that. Look at that. Hallelujah. Ooh, and how long was it since you could do that and hold the weight and walk? A year or two? 2 years? Three.
Two.
And she's been getting up, and yesterday was slower than today. Today the little steps got bigger and was slouching out there. This woman is healed. Got baptized in the Holy Ghost, talked with tongues yesterday. Can you imagine God doing your praying for you according to His call on you? Can't you just see during the law? When you didn't have a new nature? Yes! You should see your face. You're just shining. You know it? You're shining. Yes, sir. They said that I've equipped you that you might walk with me. You might walk with me in the Spirit. And I've equipped you in such a way that you can pray my plan for you without even knowing what lies ahead. But I've done this for those who are hungry and that give themselves to me because they want to follow me. Yes, sir. He said, what a marvelous thing when the Holy Spirit come and created the language that's my plan for your life, then prayed it out for you without even you knowing what it was until you began to receive it. What do we want? I mean, would we want any more? What, take us by the hand and now sit down here, little believer, and I'll go do it all for you and come back and give you the reward. Come on. All things are possible to him that believeth. Thank you not that you pull yourself aside and pray the prayer I gave you. In the language that I gave you, that change will not begin on the inside of you where your authority is to make it on the outside of you to where you're walking fully in it. For this was the most frightful thing to the enemy, that you could receive my plan for you and the authority to carry it out just because you yielded and began to pray the prayer that I put in you. You think he understands the tongue I give you? No, he doesn't understand your tongue of edification. He understands the languages of old, but there is no number for languages with me, saith the Lord. And when you pray, it's you and all the authority you have, and heaven is there to bring it to pass, and you will be called one who is edified. Just think to really, really walk into an anointing and carry out God's plan in your life, that in the beginning all you have to be is stubborn.
I'm going to slap both sides of your face, says the devil, if you don't quit praying in that language I can't understand.
Then go ahead and slap, fat boy. Burdened down and bloated with deception. So stupid, you'd go against an omnipotent God, and you're a createe, not a creator, you stupid little beast. Pretty dumb to go against God. I mean, you got some spirit rocks missing. You're afraid to talk to him like that? When he said, all the power of the devil, that little peanut is in that bunch. If he don't have power over you, he don't have it. I give you power over all the power of the enemy, that he by no means can hurt you. He's been defeated. If you look real close, he has no feet. He's been defeated. Come after me, old knee joints. Come on, give it a try. Come on. He'll come to you half the time acting like he's God. Yeah, he passes himself off as God. Eventually you can tell the difference, especially you keep praying in tongues. See, he does not. That's it. He does not understand unless God chooses to give you a tongue in a language that's here on the planet so they'll understand it. Now, I've prayed in tongues, I thought, and was praying in the language of, in French one time, Talitho of who. I thought it sounded kind of funny. But then in Spanish, I went up to this girl to pray for her. And boy, tongues came all over me for a minute or two. And when I got all done, she was healed and everything. And I said, I was going to pray. Well, I just got healed. Little, you talked about it. I said, no, I didn't. She said, yes, you did, in Spanish. I talked to her for 2 or 3 minutes in Spanish and didn't know a thing I said. But she did. She got healed. I said, what did I say? She said, well, you built a case how they couldn't stay, had to leave, and I left. I said, I did? She said, yes, you did. I went, oh, yes, right. Of all the languages I've spoken, I thought I liked French. It sounded the funniest. It just sounded funny. And I didn't know what I was saying then either. But the people it was dealing with did. In fact, I thought it was a tongue. It just sounded weird, you know, for interpretation. And I didn't have to interpret because I was in France. I was near Maine in Canada. Not France, but French-speaking, yeah, near Maine. And it's in this big old church, and that's all they spoke was French. And all of a sudden, I started sounding real funny to myself. Parlez-vous de moi? Well, I'll move that. Parlez-vous? And it went on for a while. And then I waited for an interpretation and none came. And finally somebody spared me and come up and said, you've already told them. What did I say? They said, well, you told them that, about being healed and stuff and get ready. And then I said, then what? And they said, well, you just told them to get ready and that he heals. And I said, oh, okay. Okay, tell them to stand up. And I prayed, and sure enough, God, he just swept through it. I've seen him sweep through and heal bunches of eyes at once and fill people's teeth, but to fill them so noticeable, sometimes they'd have a big rotten cavity and be filled up with the purest gold you ever seen. I mean, at the cost of an ounce, I'd probably pull it out and then go have a dentist put something else in it and then get the money for the gold. Be the purest gold you ever looked at. Now, there's some friends of mine that have gold teeth that was filled in a line. Prayed I warned them. I said, now get your tongue out of the cavity. It might become a permanent fixture. And sure enough, anybody said, I don't believe this. I could find some of them and bring them in here, but that wouldn't mean you would believe that it was him that put the gold in. And that kind of sign and wonder, when it gets to the atheist kind of relatives, they have to just believe their cold-faced liar and the preacher's messed up, or they have to believe it. Some of them got them checked out, and what he said, that was the preparation and everything for the tooth and the actual gold. It was the purest gold they had ever seen, and it was poured into the tooth. I mean, like you made a cup, perfect cup for it, and then poured it in. And so I kind of asked him one time, why don't you just make them all enamel? And he does a lot of them, and it goes enamel on you. Just a creative miracle. But that'll reach some dentists because they have old photos. But when he fills the teeth with gold, and it's such a pure gold, you can't even find it, really. And you go to dentists, they know that that kind of work can't be done. And it really affects them. I've seen it lots of times. Hallelujah. But the fact that he will heal teeth, people go,
he'll heal teeth?
No, because they're not part of your body. Why wouldn't he? What, they're not part of your body or something? Well, he heals eyes. Yeah. Why not teeth if he does eyes? Oh my gosh. We got a lion watch devil. Why don't you that are wearing glasses or can't see real good, or it's blurry vision or any kind like that? In fact, if you're just nearsighted, and I don't know if you want to see Bronk though, and clear. But anyway, he asked for help for me. But if you got eyes that are not, if you have, especially if you got quite a bit of trouble seeing and stuff, and stand up where you're at. He's healed eyes here before. Bronk can testify that eyes have been healed here before in our meetings from the past. Yes, sir. If I was you, I think I'd kind of take my glasses off. And then in a minute, I'll tell you to close your eyes and go ahead and pray. And then at the end of the prayer, I'm going to go 1, 2, 3. Clap my hands and say, open them. Immediately get fine print. Get everything around you. Look at your wife real close. Your husband. Don't scream. All right, close them. And at the end of the prayer, I'll count 1, 2, 3. Open. And that's when you'll open. Oh, Father. We know our eyes are just as much a part of our body as any other organ. With my heart, I thank you so much for the eyes you've healed in the past, for the eyes you're about to heal here now. So, Father, to nearsighted, farsighted, blurry vision, every kind of eye disorder, in the name of Jesus, eyes, you be healed. You go normal, 2020. You be healed. In Jesus' name. And Father, for this I give you all the praise, honor, and glory. So when I count to three and clap my hand, you'll open them and look around, look at everything. Grab your Bible, check them out. So Father, I thank you so much for healing their eyes. Give them a miracle, stigmatism, sight. It doesn't matter. Blurry, farsighted, nearsighted. In the name of Jesus, be healed. One, two, three, open. Don't look at Bronk, you won't be able to tell. Look around, they'll get your print. Look at each other, don't scream. Get print out, look at each other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, I thank you so much. So much. I would ask you how I look, but I know I look good, so that'd be futile. Are you checking out, fine print, looking at your foot, the end of your finger, the piano player? Somebody said, hey, he's got blonde hair. All right. If you can see clearer, the distance close, the print. If he did something in your eyes, then stand back up, please, where you're at. Stand up where you're at. Anything. Blurry. Anything. Yes, stay standing. Come on. Whoo! Somebody watching the back of your head now. I'm glad I know him as well as I do. He's pretty strong. What? You can read that? Let me see. Here, take it. You couldn't read that before? Let me see it again. Look. You're saying no wonder. And you can see it now? All right. Glory be to God. Hey, what are you setting down for? Not you. I see. How were they before?
I could see blurry at a distance.
Well, he is blurry. How does he look now?
He looks more clear.
He's clearer.
Yes.
And you can definitely tell that difference.
Yes. Scare me.
He's scaring you. He's healed. Absolutely. He heals teeth too, you know. He does. Something happened here? And that was blurry before, or what? Oh, I was wondering. I thought, that's a pretty good-sized print. You know? It says he's getting her. And how were they?
I couldn't read that word on the keyboard. Curse will. I can read it now.
Now you can read that on the piano?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How do they look behind that booth?
Beautiful.
He needs some more prayer. No, you don't. You're healed. He couldn't even read that on the piano. And he's healed now. The eyes have it. Uh-oh, here we go. next time you're overseas, you'll say, I can see clearly. I can see clearly now. The rain must fall. We sang too. Tell me the difference now.
I couldn't see none of this.
You couldn't see?
It was blurry.
That? Blurry, and you couldn't read that fine print?
No.
You can read that now?
Oh, yes, I can.
No wonder. I know. Now she can read this. Pretty small. Pretty small? No? Not really? It is if you can't see. Where was this? Oh. See you in Japan.
See you in Japan.
Did I miss anybody? Hallelujah, Jesus. You want to go for teeth? Keep your tongue out of your cavities. If you want your teeth healed, stand up. It's hard, you know, to decide between eating and looking. So you might as well have both. Now, they'll restore with enamel, crooked teeth will straighten up, and they can be filled with teeth or gold. I don't know why it does the gold, I guess, for a testimony. There's nothing there. I've seen that happen right here in this building. So I'm going to pray for your teeth, and when I say keep your tongue out of your cavity, that's wisdom. But not really. If you filled it with gold, it'd just push your tongue out. It talks like it's funny or I'm kidding, but no, I've seen it many times. I'd rather have enamel, though, than gold, unless I was going to sell it. I want you to close your eyes again, just for no distraction. Father, we thank you for creative miracles, and the churches are so shy of those things. So I'm so glad this one's not. And what the Word will accomplish. No, sir. And why wouldn't you do this? The answer is, you would. You would. So I speak to every crooked teeth, every raw, deteriorating cavity that's in those teeth to be restored with enamel or whatever else you do it with, gold. We don't care. Crooked teeth to be straightened. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak a creative miracle into the mouth of every person standing for their teeth in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, teeth be made whole now. Now! Keep your tongue out of your cavities for a little bit. Now! And he moves teeth, straightens them. He heals some eyes. Why wouldn't he heal teeth?
Well, you know, eyes are different.
No, they're not. No, they're not. What would you rather do, not see or not eat? Thank you, Jesus. All right. You be made whole. Check your teeth. Check your teeth out. check for the missing teeth and the cavity. And check yourself. Woo. I don't know why preachers believe that. You know, they'll pray for colds and you sprained your ankle and I got a temperature, and they'll pray for all kinds of, you've gotten an accident, and they'll pray for your bones to be healed. But you can't hardly get them to pray for teeth. Limped in into the church or what? Tonight? What leg? Okay, we're gonna pray in a minute. How many of you believe her hip will become hip and walk? But first, if you noticed any different in your teeth, stand back up. Stand up. All right, some of you are going to find some. When you do, bring them back to Bronk. To tell you the truth, this would be the first time that nobody stood up that discovered a tooth or something. So when you do, come and tell Bronk. Hallelujah. All right. Come up here. Sit in that chair. This, that leg on that side.
You prayed for my leg in Tulsa 3 years ago.
Yeah. Medically impossible, but all the pain left her hip three years ago.
It has been gone ever since.
3 years ago in Tulsa.
And on October 4th,
2010. 2010, October 4th.
Not had to use crutches.
Had not had to use crutches. Not. She had to before that.
But God's going to finish when we start.
Absolutely. That's right. Oh my gosh, look at that rock. 4 inches sideways. Will that turn? Or does it hurt? Father, in the name of Jesus, release that now, 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 now. Thank you, Father. Absolutely, absolutely healing that. In Jesus' name. Father, the devil's got in on this. He's been fighting her on this.
Right.
Hallelujah. So take the pain out now. Now, out of that hip. And I thank you for restoring it in the name of Jesus. Now, 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 now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay, what I want you to do is get up and feel of it now. It's just short. Well, see how that knee is bent over and out?
Yes.
Set back down again. That's it's, it thinks it can get stubborn, you know. In the name of Jesus, Father. Yeah, on that. That's right. Right. Father, in Jesus' name. Now, now, now. Now.
It's going.
Now. Yes. Yes. Now I want you to raise your arms. Part of the fight's up here. Father, in Jesus' name, now. Okay. Now back here again. No, they were that far on that side. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, now. Now. It is moving, but slow. Now, try that out. He's done something in it. It started. Yes. It started and it'll finish. You know you're called to worship and stuff. At a certain point in worship, when you're called to it, you'll come into a place to where the authorities absolutely, and then he'll let you know of a problem that he wants to change after. And that worship will bring you to those stages, and then you go ahead and pray on that problem, and it changes it. So that call is on you. It's a kind of intercession, but different. Devil spent a long time trying to destroy her. He's afraid of her. It's not working. Your hip. Get me another chair. Sit down. Whew. Right up there. Go down to your knees. Let me see that footsie. You're right, it's that leg. Now let me turn it out now. It's a heel length. Too short. Are you ready? Ready? Jesus' name. Whoop. That's not short now. That far. Now that leg's long as that one. Now she'll walk like this. Instead of, you know. Oh, yeah. Woo. Make another trip. Yeah. I tell you. Yes. With the green, and she's got trouble with her back. And oh, green, let me see this. This whole row. Oh, is that right? Amen. Put three chairs. Can you come up there? Turn around this way. Can you get up? I've got to get in front of you. Move that. Take that chair out of there. Oh, wait, she's okay now. Sorry, she's cornered around. Let me see. Ooh, no wonder. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, well, who's doing that? La, move that far. Do those hands up. Thumbs up, fingers up, straight. Look at that. Look at your thumb. Look up. Are you ready? Keep watching it. Jesus' name. You want to go for a walk? Huh? You say, you want to go for a walk? As they stroll down the aisle, the pain is gone. Pain is gone. Oh, cried with the pain last night. Yeah. Hallelujah. Is she getting you? She's all messed up. She's all messed up.
I look young, right?
Yeah. No. Sarah, you might as well just quit putting this chair up. Yo no scalaccio a te che. No morasvich. These are backs and things, and you know, they don't get better by themselves hardly. They just don't. But boy, when God somehow moves stuff about 4 inches, you know, and you're watching it, and you're going, the brain can't absorb this. He's doing more than this for you. He's strengthening your system also. In your immune system, even. Give me those feet. Well, you're a heel short. See? You ready? Jesus' name! Not anymore. Now, hands up. You're under prayer arrest. Look up there. Look at it, a whole thumb. That finger's at the end of the thumb. Ready? Jesus. Now your thumb's to thumb. La, 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 la. Move that far. Just think it back straightening up. Let's see you now. You're not done. His hand's on you. You're not done on this planet. There's more ministry he has for you. Give me them feet. Oh, look at that one. You're a heel short. I know a lot of heels. Ready? Jesus' name. Now you're a heel even. Raise those arms up. Oh, my goodness. Not too bad, an inch. Ready? In Jesus' name now. Now it's no inch. Your rest of your body straight. If you see her dancing somewhere, don't holiness ridicule her. What?
I just had surgery.
Oh, she just had surgery. I meant before this surgery. Now you'll tell the difference in the pain and everything else now. He moves some things around. You know, he's really familiar with your body. You know, he made it. So how can he fix things? He made it. He knows when you've ate food all the way up to your belly button. He knows when you've been bad or good. And he don't wear a red suit either. So be good for goodness sake. Hey, that holiday's coming, isn't it? What is it called? Christmas, that's right. Christmas. Was it his birthday? It doesn't hurt to set a day aside when you don't know what day it is. It's a good time to forgive your enemies too, because a lot of the U.S. and stuff is in that mode of, you know, Christmas, the Christmas spirit, singing, forgiving. Anybody you've been at war at, it's a good time to call them and so let everything go so your prayers can really be answered. See? Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. Little Lord Jesus laid down his little head on a straw pillow. I feel some pain. This is what, kind of funny. It goes up under a rib, like up underneath. Come here. Whatever it is, you can't keep it. Oh, he's already coming on you. Jesus' name. Can't stay, go, whatever it was. I didn't get the name of it, but it needs to be gone. Come hither. That's his power on you now for healing. Oh, he's good. We didn't merit, we didn't earn it, we just believe it. He loved you so much, he did those things for you. He knew in this lifetime you'd never be perfect, and some of you he wonders about the next one, you know. Jesus' name. It's leaving. It is leaving. Yes. Where did it hurt? Right in the, yes. Yes. Let me check those arms again. In Jesus' name. And this, next time I see her, Father, I thank you that they won't be there. You got wise finally with that chair, didn't you? Tell me that wisdom isn't justified in her children. He kept pulling that chair back up there and pulling it back up. Then when you leave it, we quit. What do you think? Yes, sir. Are you waiting? For her? You want me to come around there? Okay. Okay, I thought before that I thought you were standing in an interesting place, Teresa. What happened? Oh. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, cancer dies. It does. And where is it? Right there in the side? Or? Okay. In the bone. Lift those arms as high as you can. Now, when he does this, that's the start of it. Now look up at him. Keep watching. I can't do nothing myself. Jesus. That's 2 inches. And I had to go down. Oh, put your hand there. Pain. You can't stay. You really have to leave, you know. And she'll be free of you tonight and go home and sleep. Just like you did her arms, that didn't stop you. Why wouldn't a cancer die? Good question. There is no reason it won't. Die, cancer, and leave her body in Jesus' name. First thing you'll notice, hey, the pain. Yeah, that's what dead pain acts like. Really? Does it hurt? Excuse me. Turn her this way. Put those arms up. Oh my gosh. Look at that. Your thumb's where your finger is on the end. Well, if you got a bulldozer and hooked it to this arm, could it pull it up? No. Father, in Jesus' name, every bit of this is healed. I like this. It's a nice hat. Jesus' name. They're even. Pain's leaving. Now, lift them up again, and this is going to get more limber and more limber. Look at that. Just limber now. Before, it was stiff and jerky and lifted her up, and now it's not even beef jerky. Hi, I've been healed. Well, tell me all week, make 7 days. No, tell me all this week. Am I in an ornery, am I being ornery mood or something? Would everybody that's been healed of anything this week just stand up? Rest of you, join them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. What a week. For a believer, 7 days makes one strong, not a week. I can't help that. It's the way my mind works.